Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score. I don't want to sound like a broken record. I don't want to do last year's show. But is this Coby White's tape? Did we see a changing of the guard?
Morning, Mully. Yeah, big Thursday. What a night at the United Center. Coby White, career high, 42 points.
42.
Although they say the records don't count, that one's going to leave a mark, historic or not, official or not. That was quite a performance. And this is still DeMar DeRozan's team, but Coby White steps forward and does what he needs to do. Bulls win, Bulls win. It is the same thing that happened a year ago. They are back at the same stage. Better situation this year.
Yeah.
Better and more inviting atmosphere in Miami this time around because of the Jimmy Butler injury. But the Bulls, give them credit. They did what they needed to do. We said going in, even tweeted this out last night, this is a team you could see easily losing by 15 or winning by 15. And look at the score. They won by 15.
Yeah. It's really, I'll tell you what, KC tweeted at one point, like, where's this been all year? Like, the way they were moving the ball and they were throwing the ball in and kicking it out for a three. I'm telling you, it was a different – it's like they changed something. And I don't know if it's just that Atlanta is not a great defensive team. And God bless Trae Young, but he's not much of a defensive player. And I was very impressed by the way the Bulls got through that game. And then, as you say, the opportunity is there. Mm-hmm. They go to Miami for Friday night's game, and guess who may be more injured than we know?
Yeah, he's got an MCL injury.
Not Alex Caruso.
No, Jimmy Butler.
That's possible too.
Jimmy Butler could miss Friday night, and he could be out if the Heat are able to advance indefinitely, because that's the way our guy Sham Sharania reported last night.
Yep.
That's good news. You know, you take advantage of opportunities and you play as long as you possibly can. Yeah, we kind of kid about the Bulls earning the right to be swept by the Celtics, but if you're the Bulls as an organization, Billy Donovan as a coach, you want to take this as far as you can. And that's what's ahead of you. They have Friday night in Miami. If they win, they play Sunday in Boston. That's a great thing to look forward to, and this is a team playing with a lot of confidence. I don't know where it's been. We have seen it before, though. They've beaten good teams. We didn't know if they're going to be the team that lost to the Pistons twice or the team that beat the, you know, teams at the top of the Eastern Conference a couple times. So I don't think you complain. You take it, you go, and boy, it was fun.
I'll tell you what, it was a really fantastic game to watch, partly because the crowd, you know, the MVP of the game is probably the crowd.
They into
were
it, yep.
So into it. It was a great atmosphere. It made me kind of fantasize, wouldn't it be great to have the Celtics come in here, maybe the Bulls get a split, and then that crowd goes, and next thing you know, there are jumpers raining in from like the fifth row.
Well, I think, yeah, you want to play fantasy basketball for a moment.
That's right.
You could, it's easy to envision. It's not inconceivable. Say the Bulls fall down 0-2 to the Celtics. They come back to the United Center. That crowd will be alive. That crowd will be welcoming, and that crowd will be a factor if they are indeed here for what would be game three,
yeah,
3 and 4.
Yeah.
So that's not hard to envision. I liked what they had to say. Richard Jefferson was on the ESPN broadcast, and
yes,
he was very complimentary of the Chicago crowd and saying that when the Bulls are playing at a high level, and the crowd at the United Center is alive. There's a few better places in basketball to be. That was pretty cool to hear from from a guy who spent a lot of years in the league.
I will say this. Chicago has had their ups and downs the last few years, but there are not many better basketball crowds that you will ever run into. You're almost rooting for the Chicago Bulls to have a high-level team because you know the environment here is electric.
It's a very accurate statement, and let's hope that the officials are also rooting for the Bulls when that crowd goes nuts.
It was quite a compliment, I think. And it's so nice. You look at the Bulls fan base, and two things are true. Been kind of beaten down by the lack of playoff success, and it hasn't really been a lot to cheer for legitimately in a long time. But they still turn out because they're always entertained. This Bulls team, among all the things, they're exasperating, they're inconsistent, but they are entertaining, and they did it again last night.
Listen, I mean, again, that first quarter was as much fun as I've had watching a
40
first
points.
Quarter basketball. They were fantastic.
Best quarter, highest point total in the first quarter all season long.
Great way to start your playoff run.
Play-in run, playoff run, whatever the case may be. Billy Donovan had his team ready to go. It was a coaching win. Give Kobe White credit. DeMar DeRozan was smart. Vooch got going. He had a double-double, 24 and 12. Alex Caruso, before he got injured, I think that he was a factor. And Ayo Dosunmu, we didn't know if he was going to play. He was hurt. He came out. He scored 19 points. And now he's the Trae Young stopper.
He really was.
He's 8-2 lifetime against Trae Young.
He was fantastic. And Ayo, great to see. Andre Drummond, I don't know about, because when he came into the game, it looked like he was trying to help the Hawks. He literally knocks Alex Caruso out of the
What
game.
Is with him and teammate collisions?
That was so awkward.
Come on.
And like, you watch it a couple times, and whoever's doing the broadcast is like, how did they not see each other? Well, yeah.
How did they not see each other?
I don't know.
He's the same guy that didn't realize what Torrey Craig was doing and trying to bounce a dunk to himself. Come on, Andre Drummond, a little better awareness. But
I honestly think that was the dunk was not his fault.
Okay.
You know, if you run with a guy and he puts the ball.
But last night, what was he doing?
The backboard. Last night, he was just clumsy.
He basically got Caruso's way.
Oh, my God.
And is it true, though? KC cleared that up in his post-game reporting. Alex Caruso, the ankle that Andre Drummond stepped on wasn't the ankle that kept him out of action.
So he injured his other ankle.
Yes.
Okay.
I have to get to the bottom of that.
I'm just curious. Is that good or bad when your good ankle becomes your bad ankle because your bad ankle isn't as bad as your new bad ankle?
I think it's bad, but I think whatever Alex Caruso can do to get onto the court, he will do it. He's such a factor when he's on the court defensively, makes their team different, shares the basketball, and hits some big shots. But Kobe White, this was his night. He was feeling it, 15 for 21 from the field. The guy was hitting his threes and attacking downhill, as Billy Donovan said, and doing all the things that complete players do at both ends of the court. This was his night.
Yeah.
The Kobe White game.
It was the Kobe White game. It was also like the Dustin Rhodes scratch out his name game. You were wrong on the under, and you were wrong on the Bulls. That hurt. A lot of people complaining on the text screen, Dustin. Your advice of you didn't you get, you said there's no way the Bulls can score that many points. what was the over under? You went under. I mean, there are people upset about it.
The over under was 222, I believe. Might have been 222. And when they scored 40 points in the first quarter, you knew that was not going to be the case.
That's a 40 bag.
It's a what?
I think it's a 40 bag.
It's a 40 bag. Yeah.
What is that?
40 bag.
What's a 40 bag?
Bag of 40 points.
That's a 40 bag.
Bag of 40 points.
It's a what?
A bag of like 40-ounce drinks.
Delivered to the Bulls in the first quarter when they were doing everything right. Now, a word about Trae Young.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
He was playing with that protective
brace
on his left hand. They were better without him.
Well,
not only last night.
Underline that statement.
They were better without him, which is he's their Zach LaVine issue. He's their guy that you wonder, immensely talented, but how does he fit and does he affect winning? And last night, he did not. He was making bad decisions. And I think they isolated that at the end of the half, I believe, when he made the behind-the-back pass after making the silly gamble defensively. And Trae Young was more – it's the most deceiving stat line you're going to see. 22-10, 22 points, 10 assists. But he was more bad than good for the Hawks last night.
Yeah, no, he was not good. He's not, in terms of defense, I don't even know if you can articulate it. It's not just terrible. It's just like otherworldly bad. He's really awful. And then you look at his production, no. That they were better without him. I agree with that statement.
He's an unwilling defender, I think you would say.
There you go.
He's an unwilling defender.
He's a willing defender.
Casey Johnson says this, Molly. According to Bulls PR, Caruso's injury is a re-aggravation of his left ankle sprain. Drummond stepped on Caruso's right foot, and that initially slowed him, but Caruso exited in the third period with a left ankle injury. Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. So he's now got two bad ankles?
He's got two bad ankles and one big teammate that can't get out of his way.
Oh, man. That was rough. Yeah, I mean, look, if you were making an exchange, and I'm not saying they are, but I guess you could say that the Heat without Jimmy is a greater problem than the Bulls without Alex Caruso.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Jimmy Butler not playing for the Heat on Friday night is not only something that resonates in Chicago because the Bulls are next, but their teams probably, maybe the Celtics, maybe every other team in the playoffs looking at that Heat team much differently today. If he's compromised, Heat culture or not, they're beatable.
We had a little knee tweak, and we'll see what these tests got tomorrow.
Are you expecting to go for an MRI, or is that the next step?
And that's the next
is
step.
Is that a concern once you go for an MRI? That it's, is it, in other words, can you feel in your body, does it feel serious, like, uh-oh, this could be something more? Or
I mean, I don't want to jinx it, but, I mean, I hope that I'm fine. I hope I wake up tomorrow and I can still stick and move, but, you know, right now I can't say that that's the case. I mean, I fell, and he landed, and my knee just didn't do well, I guess. I don't know. But it's not a good feeling, I can tell you that.
Final play of the first quarter in Philly.
And he played played 40 minutes. Just saying. That's when he got hurt. So did he do damage after that?
He scored a total of 12 points the rest of the way, 3 for 14. And the key offense was much different as he was compromised. Without Tyler Hero, they would not have even been in a situation to make that game competitive, I think. They're challenged offensively without Jimmy Butler. That goes without saying. You take away anybody's superstar and they're going to be different. But I don't know if you can come back from something like an MCL 2 days later. If it were next week, it'd be different. If it were Sunday even, you feel like maybe he could. I think Friday night, he may try. Jimmy Butler's a tough guy. He'll try, I would imagine. But it's an opportunity for the Bulls, no doubt about it. Big opportunity.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.